following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Thursdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by Josh Garvey and his team at Dorn Mayhew. They're one of the world's top accounting, CPA, and business firms. Their world headquarters are in Troy, Michigan, on the east side of the state. And Josh and his team are based in downtown Grand Rapids at the Dorn Mayhew West Michigan office. Thursdays on The Huge Show are presented by Dorn Mayhew.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is time to begin another statewide journey on the only syndicated afternoon sports radio show, 19 stations strong. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. There you can listen to the free stream weekdays at 3. And also, you'll find out everything about the show. We have podcasts listed. Just search The Huge Show wherever you download podcast. And on the iHeart app, just search The Huge Show, and you can listen anywhere you want to in the world that gets mobile service. Just search The Huge Show. Inside this broadcast, we'll talk some hockey. Grand Rapids Griffins got a huge win. Comeback win in OT 5-4 last night. Bergeron was a man with 4 points. They've already clinched a playoff spot. They're playing great hockey. And the coach will be in studio with us, and I'll get his thoughts on the Frozen Four that begin a week from tonight. A lot of people are like, hey, it starts this weekend. No, it doesn't. They take a week off because of the men's basketball and women's basketball Final Four. That will be in St. Paul at the XL Center. So you got Michigan, Boston College, Denver, Boston U. Hockey's alive and well. You got the Wings pushing for a playoff spot. Now, there's a lot going on when it comes to hockey, and we'll get to it. We will keep you up to date on the Tigers, and they got the doubleheader happening. Did it go to, I think it's extra innings right now. They were tied at 3. We just started the show. They're going to play games back-to-back because of 2 straight postponements because of storms in New York City. So I'm trying to get my bearings on a lot going on. 2 games in a row. They're going to take like a 15-minute break and start the second one. That's it. They want to get out of New York City. Then they're back home tomorrow for the home opener. I'll be at the old Chelly's Tin Roof, 10 a.m. tomorrow for our Budweiser home opener bash. And then I'll be over with our winners at opening day. That's a busy week. It's a great time, though, man. I love it. And then always having Coach Watson in studio to talk hockey. That's a bonus. Big win last night, so that makes getting up, hitting the day a little bit easier. We were talking about Bergeron and how good he is, and it tells you the talent depth in this organization right now. That nothing against the Griffins or the AHL, but he looks like an NHL player playing in the AHL.
Yeah, offensively, he's definitely gifted.
You put an offensively in
offensively
there.
Offensively, definitely
both
gifted.
Both ends of the ice, there's a coach. I've interviewed enough coaches. You're like, offensively, Bill, people just look at offensive numbers, but it's both ends of the ice. You know, I heard that from all the coaches with the Griffins we had in here with Anthony Seale, whoever it's been here, Mantha, that, you know, sometimes you'll see the scoring, but it's being the complete player that really separates AHL players from NHL players.
It is. It's both sides of the game, man. To make it to the NHL, like, you've got to be a 200-foot player. That's what they want. Especially these guys get called up. It's you know, they need to play a full game. And offensively, he's certainly talented, gifted. He's definitely improved in developing his defensive game. His offense is going to get him to the NHL, and then the detail and the defense will keep him there. And he's still working on it. And no, there's no doubt he's an elite player an elite player at our level. And you know what? He's still finding his way to get to the NHL and stay there, although he did play a lot of games last year. But that just goes to show the team that's built in Detroit this year is different than last year.
Yeah, it really is. They're a different team, even though they're fighting for a playoff spot. They had a stretch where you lose Larkin, your goaltending just has a funk, which is part of any level of hockey, and they found a way now to regroup. That's a sign of a good team where they're right back in it, pushing, and maybe they're all getting excited watching the Rangers-Devils start last night.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you see that thing?
Yeah, I did.
Watch the video, and Coach Watson from the Grand Rapids Griffins joining us in studio. I've watched that video about 20 times. They must have talked to each other and said, we're going right after the puck drop.
Game on.
Because the gloves came off in unison. It looked like it was going to be like the Backstreet Boys on Ice, part of the Broadway musical.
Right.
And they just kept fighting.
Yeah, it's you know what? I think there's some hype, obviously, for Rempe and McDermott there. But, I mean, you look at the Rangers, they lost 2D 2 seconds into the game. Now they're playing 4D the rest of the game. I mean, that's a tough start, but obviously entertaining for the fans. There's no doubt about that, and especially when the hype on the new guy, Rempe, there for the Rangers is...
He's old school, isn't he?
Big time. He's a throwback. You don't find
those
guys.
How many throwback guys are there? Because, and I'm going to talk to you about fighting, where you're at on it. Whether it's at the AHL level, you might see it once in a while because they'll keep a guy around who's good in the community, right? And fans love a little scrum every once in a while. But in the NHL, it's such a speed finesse game now. The old school Bob Probert, Claude Lemieux types, they're just not there.
They've got to be able to play. You have to be able to stick them out there. They have to be able to make plays along the walls. If they're D, they got to be good in their own zone and be able to move pucks. Now, before you could stick them out there, they know their job. You look at their ice time, and there's 2 minutes of ice time and 10 minutes of penalties because there's two fights. Now you look at these guys, okay, they have a fight, but they've also played anywhere from 8 to 13 minutes, and they have to be productive. And that's the way the game's changed and the way the game's going.
Yeah, somebody texted me and said, man, you gotta look for the Rangers-Devils highlights. I'm like, why do I want to watch Rangers-Devils highlights?
Didn't take long to find what they were talking about.
Oh, my God. I just went to Twitter, and I'm thinking, like, how quick they – I can't get over in unison. Like, I don't know, was someone yelling out a code or a countdown?
Be interesting, just because I know the road team has to submit their starting five first. Then the home team can counter.
So you think he countered with his best fighters?
I don't know. I'm not going to say anything about it.
No, you weren't there, and I wasn't there. I mean, we're not putting words in anybody.
We don't know behind the scenes.
No, but it's just like some will say it's a travesty, and then for what Twitter's worth, right? Everybody has an opinion. Is that I'm like, no, it didn't bother me. There wasn't, oh, my God, that violence is unwarranted. I'm like, violence? Did an ambulance show up?
Right.
Were guys being pulled off the ice on stretchers?
Yeah.
That's where I go back and forth on fighting in hockey, because it's really there to control cheap shots, right?
That's what it's there for. And, I mean, before, I think there were some, tough guys trying to find their way and everything. But now the reason why there's fighting is you're policing the game yourself. The hits from behind. There's been so many headshots now they're trying to get rid of, and those are cheap shots. And that's, that's why.
And then throw more game misconducts. You want to get guys to pull back, or a coach will tell them, don't go near them, then, throw more out there. Throw more majors. Just get them out.
Get them out of the game.
Because I've been back and forth, and I'm nowhere near politically correct. But I see the place for fighting in hockey. I really do.
Yep.
I just worry that the push on where everything in sports is going – that they'll say, well, we need to outlaw this. Or even last night will be, that's an embarrassment to the... No, it's not. I mean, to me, I look at the sport, and I think one guy who has never been honored by the NHL, maybe he has, Coach Watson, whoever invented the goalie mask, who woke up one day and said, you know what, I think our goalies should wear a mask.
True.
Could you remember the old school dudes?
Yeah.
When you look at their faces... It looked like they've been in a knife fight, right?
It's not pretty. It's not pretty, for sure.
No, could you imagine hockey today? Okay, last night, Chicago, Grand Rapids, epic win, which Bob Kaser did predict, by the way. He followed up with a text from, actually October I had texted him, and Kaser followed up with a text 6 months later, like right before the game. I'm thinking, don't you got a game to do? It's like right before the pregame show. I don't know if maybe John Ilk, who does the games for 96.1, the producer, and I was sitting over there on the phone. He must have told Kaser, hey, Bill's here, you know, and Kaser texted me like, right before they're going to their open, like 2 seconds. I'm like, what, he's bored right now over at Van Andel Arena? But yeah, it's just the fighting. I hope they don't eliminate it. What are you as a head coach? And you're at the AHL, which is Triple A hockey, right? You know, next level's the big leagues. Is that when you have conversations with your team, what is a line? What is a point where fighting is warranted?
We talk about team toughness, sticking up for each other, making sure, obviously, goaltenders are extremely important in our sport. We got to protect our goaltenders. And if you feel like you're being taken advantage of, you know, there's certain times where, you know, you got to take it in your own hands, so to speak. And the other thing to think about is it's very competitive. It's a physical sport. Things happen quick. There's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of adrenaline, and things happen. And, you know, I think now we're seeing less and less of the stage fighting or two tough guys squaring off to fight. And we're seeing some of these guys who are middleweights who have never got into a fight. Now they're starting to drop their gloves at times. So, you know what? It's, again, it's spirited, it's competitive, and those things are still going to happen. No matter what, it's going to happen.
And one thing I've always admired about any hockey team from any level, I don't care if it's youth hockey on and there's no fighting, and even college has been a little more pesky this year. In the Frozen Four, I was like, there was a lot of, you know, officials were letting a lot go, right? Yep. For the most part, except for cheap shots up against the boards. But at the pro level, when you have someone's back and you teach that toughness and protecting your teammates, that creates bond, unity, and a culture, right?
Exactly. And that's, you look at successful teams, they're close. They're close-knit. They would do anything for each other. And that's just part of it.
Yeah, and football, I'm trying to think sports where, you know, you can have someone's back in football, right? You can have someone's back in hockey. You know, baseball's kind of tough because everyone's, you know, you're in 9 different positions, right? But it is interesting with hockey. I've always watched how close these guys are. No matter what level they play in pros, even college, even some high school teams, that the rest of their lives, if it was the right culture, they have each other's back forever. They're at weddings. They're together no matter where their careers go, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They become lifelong friends, especially guys that go to school. You know, they've come out of college. They've been together for likely 4 years. Heck, now they might be together for 5 years. And so, you know, you build those lifelong friendships, and I think that's part of it. You start to gain that trust and respect for each other, and that you'd do anything for each other. And again, sticking up for each other, that's part of it. And that just builds that closeness and bond that good teams have.
Yeah, what about a first year for you? Griffins clinch a playoff spot, playing great hockey, get the come from behind huge win last night in front of the home fans. So I know there's a lot of work to do ahead, but this has been a heck of a debut year for yourself and your staff and the team.
Exactly, and that's you nailed it right there. The best part of my job is getting to show up at Van Andel every morning and see our staff, get to work with them closely, whether it's the coaching staff, equipment staff, medical staff, and the guys. You know, that's why we coach, is to make sure that they're taken care of. They're being helped. They're trying to get better as team, as players and people. It's been a great first year. Like you mentioned, still a lot of work to be done, even though there's 8 games left in the regular season and playoffs. It sounds crazy to say there's still work to be done, but there's a lot of preparation that goes into these stretch runs and playoffs.
Is there still some positioning going on in these final 8 games on series you would like to open up with? I know, hey, we'll take anybody. We're glad to be there. I've heard all the coach speak, but there, you know, teams that you match up better against than others.
Yeah, for sure we do. And the other thing, too, if you look at our record, I think we're 21-6, 4-2 at home, and we're below 500 on the road, 12-13. So right now, positioning is the biggest thing for us. We want to stay in that number 2 spot and make sure that we have home ice in that first round. I think that home ice advantage is huge. We know that we play well there. And, you know, we got to make sure that we stay in that 2 spot ahead of Rockford.
That's why the win last night was big.
It was big. It was big, yeah. Especially now with three games against Rockford. This weekend becomes huge. This is big. You know, everyone thinks, oh, you clinched, time to relax. No, it's time to get going, time to make that push, time to start playing good competitive hockey.
We talk once a month or so during the season on the Huge Show, and Coach Watson for the Grand Rapids Griffins joining us. Griffins at home Friday night, the $2 beers, $2 dogs at Van Andel Arena in downtown GR. Who's really come on? I mean, Berggren is you expected that. And again, he still has work to do. It's 200 feet.
Yeah.
Of play, not just, the 4 points he put up last night. But what players have made some really strong progress that Stevie Y in the front office in Detroit have noticed?
Well, I think if you look at a guy like Marco Casper, he certainly improved and progressed nicely throughout the entire year. A guy that we trust, we can put him out there in any situation right now and trust he's going to get the job done. Another young guy, Amadeus Lombardi. He's gotten stronger. He's managing the puck.
It's one of the great names. He has potential if he gets to the NHL, yep. Which he should.
Exactly.
Rock me, Amadeus, right?
Carter Mazur, another guy who just plays inside bodies. Kind of a throwback type guy, maybe minus the fighting, but the way he puts his body through players and risks it, no problem. Some of our young D as well, Antti Tuomisto. These guys have all improved so much that they're a big part of our team and big part of why we're winning.
Coach Watson from the Griffins joining us. You can go to griffinshockey.com, playoff tickets, all that info. You can check out the standings where they're behind the Admirals right now, just in front of the Ice Hogs. That's why that win was big. 5 points now between the Griffins and the Rockford Ice Hogs. The entire AHL standings, griffinshockey.com. Tickets, $2 beers, $2 dogs coming up on Friday night. All right, so the Wings pushing for a playoff spot. Whether or not they get there, I'm not big into consolation prizes, but they've really shown me something here where they've had to step up and deliver, like that win in Tampa, and they've played some really strong teams tough in the toughest part of their schedule, especially when they're chasing a couple of teams trying to grab that last playoff spot.
It's not easy. It's definitely not easy, but I think I hope that the point in Florida – the big win against Tampa can create some momentum for them, especially getting back here at home against the Rangers tomorrow night. It is another big game against a very, very good team. It's not easy for them. And again, it's so hard to make the playoffs in any league. And now we're talking about NHL where, it seems like these four teams have been fighting for the past 3-4 weeks. And nobody wants to take a lead and get the lead. So every point matters, and hopefully they continue getting some points here down the stretch.
Yeah, Rangers and then the Sabres on Sunday. Big weekend.
It is.
You almost feel like it has to be a three-point, at least a three-point. You'd like to have it be a four-point weekend, but at least three.
Yeah, it's to stay in that race. Again, I know Newsy, Derek Alone, he's talked about it. Every point matters, and big test there, and obviously they're probably hoping to get a W against Buffalo, especially at home. Home games matter. I know they preach that, and it would love to see them get into the playoffs just for everybody that's been involved and what they've been through over the past few years and few seasons. To play good hockey down the stretch and get into playoffs would be massive for the organization.
Yeah, Caps are at 82 points, Wings at 82 points, Flyers have moved up into the top three of the Metropolitan with 83. So they're right there. And then they've gotten through a big part of this tough schedule. Still a lot of work to do, as we say. But I like this team is so much better than a year ago. It's kind of like watching the Tigers. They're so much better than they were a year ago. You can just see it. And then Lions, obviously, what they did. And I look at the Griffins and a job you've done also with the talent, not going back and forth as much, which gives a little bit more culture consistency in Grand Rapids, and the same thing up in Detroit.
Well, that's exactly it. The more consistency you can have, as long as the guys are playing at a high level, I think the more success you can have. And you just mentioned all those teams, especially with us, and I'm living it right now. We haven't had the ups and downs with players in and out. We've been able to have a good, consistent lineup, and I think that's part of why we're where we are, and I think that's part of why the Red Wings are having this ability to push for a playoff spot.
Yeah, and the Caps losing three in a row has helped.
It's big.
Yeah, that
it's
really – I will say a week ago when I was down in Florida for the Tigers' final exhibition game doing a couple of shows. It didn't look, when you looked at their schedule, you looked at the cap schedule, and then the Flyers kind of shot out of, you know, from the outside looking in. It didn't look good, but now it looks pretty good for this team.
Yeah, hopefully it's in their hands. You know, there's not many games left, so they really have to focus on themselves, worry about themselves, play as high as level as they possibly can, and hopefully they can get in.
Speaking of the Tigers being better, down 3-0 in this game one of the doubleheader, Superfly. They now have scored 3 in extra innings. They're up 6-3 in the bottom of the 11th. They just find a way to win. It's not, you know, their hitting hasn't been pretty. But you win, you just take a win.
That's it.
You don't look for style points.
Especially on the road.
Yeah, all on the road.
Take it and get out of there.
Yeah, so they're, and now they're just going to, they get runners at first and second, 6-3. 2 outs, top of the 11th will keep you posted. Back-to-back games in New York City and back home tomorrow, 10 a.m. You can join me at the old Chelly's Tin Roof for my huge Budweiser opening day bash. I'll be there 10 a.m. until we roll over to the game as we end our spring into opening day promotion. Really tough on me having to go to St. Pete and then go down for opening day, Coach. I got to make these sacrifices.
Long days ahead.
Yeah, Florida, and then going down for parties for opening day. Things I have to do for this show. I do it for Superfly, my producer. That's why I do it, man. Oh, yeah. He's like, why not go to Florida? Why am I not going to opening day? By the way, speaking of the Tigers, we got a great promotion with them. Tigers.com/huge show. You can buy tickets, select April and May games, 15% off. Tigers.com/huge show. And text Tigers to 21,000, and we'll have weekly drawings for tickets from the Tigers through the end of May. Just text Tigers to 21,000. Coach Watson from the Grand Rapids Griffins, the Wings top farm affiliate, talking hockey in studio this hour. You got a comment? You can always drop those at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. And remember, Griffins at home Friday night. It's going to be rocking. $2 dogs, $2 beers. GriffinsHockey.com. See if there are any. Are there any tickets left? You guys are playing so well. And when the Wings are playing well, I think it helps you guys.
Oh, amazing.
Doesn't it?
You have a great crowd last night, over 9,000 on a Wednesday night during spring break. Who would have thought?
I mean, really?
It was extravagant. It was awesome.
Well, and that goes what I just said. I think when the Wings are playing well, it helps you.
It does.
Because you're the Wings top farmer, Phil.
Yeah, and we got the young players.
You had over 9,000 on spring break last night?
Yeah, place was rocking, especially that third period. They'll come back.
It wasn't your last winning Wednesday, was it?
It might have been.
That might have been why.
That might have been.
And they're using the tickets. They had to use them.
Exactly.
Was it your last Wednesday game of the regular season?
Yeah, it is.
That might be it, but still, that's a good
thing. We'll say they're there because we're winning.
No, Kaser just texted me and said they're there because I'm there.
There we go.
Yeah, Bob. You know, I give you a lot of credit.
Come on, Bob.
You know, for you to make the playoffs in your first year, to really develop the Wings talent, and to be around Bob Kaser every game says something about you, Coach Watson.
He likes our office now. He's in there all the time trying to get
winning,
all the scoops.
When you're winning, He'll pump in on the wins. You go on a losing streak, there's nowhere for Kaser to be found.
Bob's a great guy.
He is a great guy. Yeah, he's an NHL caliber voice.
He's been there this year.
Ken Cal and fills in for Daniels when needed. He sounded great. I heard him calling the game in Calgary.
Yeah.
He sounded big league.
I love the emotion and the excitement he gets.
He sounds
after the
a
goals.
Little bit like, you know, and him and Larry Figurska. I don't want to forget Larry on the Larry broadcast. Too. They work really. They sound like Paul Woods and Ken Cal.
Go listen to the game-winning goal last night in overtime. That says it all right there about how much they're invested and they love it.
Was it crazy?
Oh, fun to listen
find
to.
That.
It's fun to listen
will
to.
Will you find that, Brett, right now? It should be on their Griffin's website, Rand, or IamRandyKleese.com. That's a really good website, too. It's all full of Bengals thoughts on the Cincinnati Bengals. I am Randy Kleese. I think that's self-serving. By the way, Coach Watson joining us on The Huge Show. I'm huge. Add Huge Show on Twitter. The Huge Show on Facebook. Let's get that audio. We'll play the next segment. You got it yet? Coach Watson, I'm like throwing you off the bench, telling you to get out there for a shift. You got to get it from John Ilk. He'll have it. 96.1, our flagship station. for the Huge Show, also the flagship station for the Grand Rapids Griffins. And we'll hear Kazer and Figurski on the call, more with Coach Watson talking hockey. I'll get his thoughts on the Frozen Four. And college hockey's growing. You know, you're feeling it. The state of Michigan, 4 of the 16 in the D1 tournament, Western, Michigan Tech, Michigan, and Michigan State, all from the state of Michigan.
Yep.
That says a lot about hockey in this state, doesn't it?
It does. We were on the road in Rockford when the Big Ten Championship was being played.
That was an unbelievable game. State-Michigan hockey rivalry has gone next level, hasn't it?
Big time. Adam Nightingale's done a great job there in state to bring them back, and obviously the program they have in Michigan is top-notch, the players that they can get there. And the
Michigan Tech, what they have up in Houghton. Have you been up to Tech before?
No, never been there.
Oh, their arena is like a mini NHL arena. They got a huge NHL. I think one of the graduates or alums work for Sanyo. They have a huge like NHL scoreboard up over the ice. They have suites.
Oh.
You're in the suites. You can buy booze. Their crowd. They have Mitch's Misfits. They go crazy. I've been up there twice hosting events because we have an affiliate in Houghton Hancock, AM 920 and 107.3 WMPO. It's great hockey. Western, Lawson,
yep.
Lunatics down there, the student section. And then you look at Michigan State, they redid Munn. They also gave Adam a big deal because I think they kind of were looking at it. If we don't step up, someone's going to take him, right?
Yeah, I know. He's, again, up-and-coming coach, been in the NHL. Like, he knows what he's doing. Again, Brandon Nerado, same thing. Pat Wirt-Furschweiler there in Western. All these guys have Red Wings connections.
Red Wings or even Griffins connections.
Exactly.
Furschweiler,
exactly,
right?
Yep, both guys.
And you got Mike Knuble, had a son, Cam, on Western, and the other son, Cole, on Notre Dame this year.
Yeah.
Traveling around.
It's it's good Michigan hockey. It's growing.
But also when you look at it, when you talk about 9,000 plus last night for your comeback OT win, 5-4, Berggren with 4 points, that everything I'm talking, that Michigan State over the weekend in the NCAA regionals, when you look at Michigan Tech or Western, when you even look at the evolution of high school hockey with the MHSAA and how that's grown, and you look at how the Wings now have bounced back. And what you guys are doing this year, it kind of, the game and the fan base feeds off of each other.
Well, it creates interest.
Yes.
You know, and I think that's the biggest thing. And if people can come and watch a game live in those types of environments, they get hooked. They get drawn back to wanting to go see another one. If you're a young kid, you're watching these athletes play and perform. Mom, Dad, I want to try it now. And that's what you need to grow the game and the sport is. Draw the interest first, make sure that when the youth coaches, they're allowing these kids to have fun, and now they're going to want to stay in the sport.
And let's not forget the K-Wings in Kalamazoo, the Spirit in Saginaw.
Can't really talk from Toledo.
And the Toledo
that was a big rival. I don't know if we can talk about the K-Wings.
Yeah, I know. In ECHL, you have the Firebirds, all three have really strong ownership.
Yep.
That's the whole key. So you have the Firebirds over in Flint. For our listeners on Sports Extra 1330 and Goose and the crew with the Saginaw Spirit,
are hosting
such
the Memorial
a big part.
Cup.
Yeah, and he's so excited about that, and he's a great golfer too. Goose is like a scratch golfer.
I've seen up in Traverse City. I know he golfs with the A group. He's in the A flight.
No, is really good.
Yeah,
he is. I'm talking. He has to be close to scratch.
Yeah,
he's really good.
If he can hang with the guys that I know,
he's just
are
a
good
hockey
golfers.
Guy. You know,
yep.
You guys all get Canadian accents, and none of you are from Canada.
No.
I could always tell the hockey guys. I'm like, I go, hey, Coach Watson has an accent. Isn't he from like Ohio? Where's he from?
Well, I am from Canada.
I know
but
that.
Now from Ohio.
I know.
I've kind of lost it a little bit. Maybe I don't know.
No, I'm not. Don't take it personal.
No, not at all.
I'm just saying, like, hey, if you're in Cleveland or Ohio that long and you still carry a Canadian accent, come on. Yeah, Goose, good people. Hockey, like I said, man, alive and well everywhere. And even the youth programs. Fox Motors does a great job. And naturally, Little Caesars, the east side of the state.
Exactly.
The game in the state of Michigan, maybe only Minnesota rivals it, would you say, in terms of hockey states?
Probably.
When I check the box on all the levels.
Yep.
right?
Yep, I would say Minnesota's probably the only one.
And their high school hockey's bigger.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's like kind of like our football is here.
19,000 people at the XL Energy Center every year for the high school championships there. It's unbelievable.
You know, I was down doing a show with the Michigan High School Athletic Association, and they sponsor Wednesdays statewide with us. And I in talking with them, they feel not it's going to outgrow USA Arena, but there's a chance that hockey could move into a bigger venue down the road. You know,
it'd be amazing if it could. I mean,
yeah, I could see the Munn being redesigned in center of the state, because you get these northern teams that are coming way down, right? Yep. Then I could see Munn being the perfect spot for it, right?
Yep.
You know, a little bit bigger, but it's just the growth of the sport's awesome. We got another segment we'll do with Coach Watson. Remember, GriffinsHockey.com. That is GriffinsHockey.com. Tigers are up 6-3, bottom of the 11th in game one of their doubleheader. The runner on second, as they do in baseball. And then also the losing team still gets ice cream afterwards. The runner on second drives me nuts. It'd be like hockey taking out the goalie for the first 2 minutes, right?
Yeah.
It would be like you got to do empty net to start overtime.
Well, overtime now, three. I mean, they took two players off the ice. It's 3-on-3 to open up the ice and create some more, generate some more offense.
Is it 4-on-4 in NHL? No, it's 3-on-3.
3-on-3.
It's 3-on-3, yeah. I was sad. It used to be 4-on-4, and they knocked it down or something.
They tried a bunch of different things. The ECHL, they play 7 minutes instead of 5 in overtime. Because people didn't want the shootout.
And I don't like the shootout either.
They want to add that extra. They think that adding that extra 2 minutes.
I like that.
You know, can result in more wins. And I think it has. I don't know the exact science or data behind it. But I think it did when I was coaching there. It certainly, games ended between that 5 and 7 minute mark.
Well, the hockey shootout, especially now all the goalies are 6'3", 6'5", 6'6". The hockey shootout. Even a penalty shot. I believe a penalty shot in hockey should be, because they try and compare it to like soccer. Soccer's tough because you got a huge net.
Yeah.
And most goalkeepers are tall at the big level, but they're it's easier to make. Hockey, the penalty shot or PKs, even in the shootout, the goalies are too big now.
Oh, it's nerve-wracking watching these guys skate down there, and you're, you know, the good goaltenders, they can bait you too. Like those show, hey, 5 holes open, or my glove's low, shoot top, and they're so quick and athletic. Those are the good goaltenders. They just bait you, they make the stop, and next thing you know, you're watching the other team score a goal.
Yeah, it'll be interesting how they revamp it. But the runner on second base, I know the Tigers may hold on and win 2 outs with a runner at third in the bottom of the 11th, but it would be like taking for 1 minute, there's an empty net.
Yep.
To start overtime.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. All right, Coach. We'll do one final segment coming up. Again, GriffinsHockey.com. You can follow them right through the Calder Cup playoffs. They're home Friday night against, who are you playing Friday night? Is it
Rockford
again?
Sox,
yeah, Rockford again. So pushing for playoff positioning. Check on tickets right now. Go to GriffinsHockey.com.
From St. Joseph to Midland, this show is huge.
And now, to the chopper for our traffic report.
There's a lot of traffic. It must be headed to Meijer for the Buy 5, Save $5 sale. Shop select General Mills Family Size Cereal, Oikos Greek Yogurt, and select Coca-Cola or Pepsi products, plus deposit where applicable. All Buy 5, Save $5. Mix or match at Meijer. Plus, you can save $10 on your home delivery or pickup order of $50 or more this Friday and Saturday only.
Okay.
Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan, available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive boys and girls high school sports, MHSAA.com.
MHSAA.TV. That's MHSAA.TV. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
Get ready to win big every Friday in April during Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort's 43rd gaming anniversary. Every hour from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., two winners will receive $500 in premium play. Then at 10 p.m., one lucky winner will walk away with $4,300 cash. The celebration doesn't stop there. On April 26th at 10 p.m., one lucky player will take home the grand prize of $43,000 cash. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway reimagined. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Huge here for my good friends from Flying Ace Whiskey. Now it's an American-made whiskey bottled right here in our great state of Michigan. And Flying Ace Whiskey has partnered with the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter to help Michigan children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also the children of our first responders who are injured or die and making the ultimate sacrifice while serving and protecting. And there's a simple, easy way for you to donate with that money going to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers on bottles all across the state of Michigan here over the next couple of weeks, and you can donate, and that money will go directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan program on behalf of Flying Ace Whiskey. And also, Flying Ace Whiskey has put up 4 scholarships for the children. Flying Ace Whiskey, an American-made whiskey, taking a lot of pride in America. Look for it in stores and pubs all across Michigan.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We are back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes, our executive producer. Coach Watson from the Grand Rapids Griffins in studio. We talk to him every month. Go to griffinshockey.com. They're at home Friday. Also, keep an eye out at griffinshockey.com on playoff tickets, playoff schedule once the last 8 games are played. Baseball update from New York. Tigers down 3-0 late in the game. They rally. They win 6-3 in extra innings. Still undefeated. Game 2 of the doubleheader coming up here, I think, at the top of the hour. And then the Tigers are back home tomorrow. Well, not back home. It's the home opener against the A's. The bats have to start showing up. They've been, you know, that's 3 extra inning wins for the Tigers this year. I think it's 3 of the 5, right? I think it is. I'm just going quick math off the top of my head. But their bats got to show up earlier. And John Vanderwall, the former major leaguer, will join us last 2 hours. We talk about the bats. There's some technical stuff he's talking that kids are being taught with this uppercut swing and dropping your back shoulder. Few can do it. Riley Green drops a shoulder, but also he comes through. So Vanderwall is the former major leaguer. He can explain that. He'll join us for a couple of hours in studio. That'll be pretty cool. Also, game 2 in New York City. Tomorrow, I mentioned the home opener, and I'll be at Tin Roof right across from Comerica, 10 a.m. Our Budweiser pregame bash begins. You can join us. And Fabiano Brothers, want to thank Lucas and the crew from Detroit. That's tomorrow. And if you're thinking about Tigers games, April and May, select dates. We have the huge ticket deal, 15% off your tickets. Go to tigers.com/huge. That's tigers.com/huge. And if you want a shot at winning Tigers tickets every week via text, just text Tigers to 21,000. That's Tigers to 21,000. Final segment with Coach Watson. All right. So in terms of the Frozen Four and college hockey interest from your squad, your staff, how would you gauge interest in the Frozen Four or college hockey?
Well, we follow it. You know, I think it's there's whether it's players that are within the pipeline for Detroit, whether it's free agents that are potentially could join us, which we just had one guy join us yesterday from North Dakota. You know, it's hockey. It's one game. You win it. You go on, you lose it, you go home. I mean, we have interest in that as a staff. We want to see that the competitiveness. So, we're glued in. We watch a lot of the games, and we'll be glued in for the Final Four.
Yeah, what happens is a lot of guys who then had signed pro contracts or drafted before college hockey, then when their college is over, most of them move on now to an NHL team at some level. Some go right to the show, others go to one of the farm teams.
Yeah, this, exactly. Yeah. And we've got a couple guys here. They're called Black Aces. They just practice. They watch how we operate behind the scenes just to give them that leg up, whether they're turning pro next year or the year after. You know, it's something that, you know, there's value in that to get these guys in and skate with them, see what they need to work on and be ready for the next season. So it's always exciting to get new life and new energy within the locker room. And we did that here this week.
And then you guys pass along the info on how they look in practice to the Red Wings front office, right?
Exactly. Make sure they're doing the right, you know, getting their work ethic in and seeing how they work or see what deficiencies they have that we can pass on to the skill development team. And now they can put a plan in place and give this kid the best opportunity and shot to be a good pro.
Speaking of pros, you did a professional job in studio today. Good stuff. Enjoy the end of the regular season and the playoff run, and we'll have you back as we get closer to playoffs.
Sounds good to me. Thanks for having me here.
All right, Coach Watkins checking in. Again, griffinshockey.com. Griffins also home Friday night. $2 beers, $2 dogs. I'm going to guess that's going to be a hot ticket. Just go to griffinshockey.com. And again, a final from New York. Tigers roar back, down 3-0, win 6-3. The first of a day doubleheader. Second game is coming up against the Mets tomorrow. Is the home opener against the A's in Detroit.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
We played for the thrill, that rush you feel with the game on the line. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver. Now, with Eagle Casino and Sports, the new sportsbook app from Soaring Eagle, anywhere I'm at, I'm still in the game.
Sign up now and get up to $1,000. That's right, up to $1,000 for a risk-free bet on your next favorite underdog, parlay, or prop.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Van Andel Institute Purple Community is a grassroots fundraising network powered by the dedicated volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve human health now and in the future. When you raise funds through the Van Andel Institute Purple Community, 100% of the proceeds go directly to the Institute's research into diseases like cancer and Parkinson's, as well as VAI's science education programs. Learn how you can get involved at purplecommunity.org.
Save big on fuel with M-Perks. Earn points on your Meijer purchases in-store and online. Then use your points to claim a fuel reward and save up to $1 off per gallon of gas at Meijer. Claim your M-Perks fuel rewards in the Meijer app and ID at the pump to save. Plus, earn points for qualifying Meijer Express purchases and look for exclusive Meijer Express offers. Download the Meijer app to sign up or see Meijer.com to learn more. 10 cents to $1 off per gallon based on points earned. Exclusions apply. Not valid in Wisconsin. Max 30 gallons.
Huge here for my good friend Drew and the crew at Impact Power Sports. Now, they're located on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, just north of Grand Rapids here on the west side of the state. They are Michigan's newest Yamaha go-to golf cart dealer. Now, if you're looking for a golf cart for the neighborhood, the business, the golf club, maybe that second home or the lake, stop by and see Drew and the crew. They can hook you up today at Impact Power Sports. They also have e-bikes, quads, side-by-side, yard toys for the big boys and the big girls. Anything you need when it comes to power, they have it at Impact Power Sports on 14 Mile Road in Rockford. Also, if you want a shot at winning Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart, a custom-built Lions golf cart, text IMPACT to 21000. That's IMPACT to 21000. And you could win Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart this summer from Impact Power Sports and The Huge Show.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes does a heck of a job producing the show each and every day. He also sets up our podcast, which are free. So if you missed any Huge Opinion, interview hour, or full show, all you have to do is search The Huge Show where you download podcast. We are everywhere. Apple, Google, Spotify, iHeart, Amazon, Podbean, and more. Just search The Huge Show, and you can catch up and listen on your schedule. And also, if you want a shot at winning Tigers tickets, make sure you text Tigers to 21000.
Big. Bad. Huge.